Guys, we missed last week because people don't really care what we were doing last week, so
let's try. Keith didn't make time for us.
Yeah, true. So.
He just kept saying, I can't make it, but he didn't give us an excuse.
No excuses.
Yeah.
No, Friday I couldn't. You guys, I was busy. Last
what
Friday.
Doing?
Training. Oh. Training hard.
I thought you were on a date.
Trying to qualify.
Trying to qualify?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to try.
Were you on a date?
No, I was not. I was training at Canvas with my teammates.
With his harem.
Yeah, it's multiple girls.
No girls.
Are you seeing someone, Keith?
No. Focusing on CrossFit for now. A few more months.
Being an athlete.
Yeah, after losing in the open so badly.
Ouch.
Ouch.
So, I didn't see you guys last week. What have you guys been doing training wise? I'm not going to get you to fill me in with every session, but I want to hear the favorite workout you've done since I last saw you. So, favorite workout you've done this last week, and also sort of just generally what you guys have been preparing for. So, we'll start with you, Keith.
Shit, I'm not prepared.
For the comp or
no,
the questions?
For the questions. I need to check my ward up. just kidding.
Program for yourself.
Yeah, but I can't remember the workouts anymore. I think we've been doing a lot of synchro stuff. Yeah, since we last spoke on air. Yeah, me and my team just doing synchro everything.
Teams of four or teams of two?
Both actually. All variations. Just trying to get everyone's movement pattern in sync. The hardest movement for me is still chest to bar. Still stands. Synchroing chest to bars.
I can speak from experience, yes.
With Kang Yin or?
With everybody. The moment I look over, I just lose my chest to bars.
Why don't you just don't look then?
Sometimes I close my eyes.
Jesus takes the wheel.
Yeah. me and Kang Yin did like 100 chest to bars yesterday.
Wow.
No, but as in, we did it in small sets. 20 sets of 5.
Yeah. 20 sets of 5?
Just to synchro. Yeah, just learning how to start chest to bar. Because our first two reps are always off.
You know, you could probably just do 20 sets of 2 then.
No, we could actually. But the last 3 is always good. So we had to learn from the last 3.
20 sets of 5 and 20 sets of 2 is different.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say so you didn't have to do 100 reps.
Oh, got you.
But he just wanted to practice rep 1 and 2.
The bonus 3 reps are good for synchroing.
What about you, Jeremy? You got any cool workouts that you've done? Last week?
I've been deloading, so hasn't been super exciting. But the snatch piece I did today was quite fun.
What weights did you have to do?
It's a 7-minute time cap, 5 at 50, 4 at 57.5, 3 at 65, 2 at 70, and then 1 at 75.
Pounds, right?
No, kilos.
What are the weights again?
Would you say that's your favorite piece you've done this week?
Yeah, probably the most fun one so far.
Yeah,
I thought we saw you PR your clean and jerk last week.
I did. No, that was last Sunday though.
215.
215
pounds, right?
What's that in kilos?
97. No, 95.
95 is 97.
No, it's 210. Sorry, 210.
95. You proud of it?
Decent. Content. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's more?
Possibly.
If there was a max lift, do you think you could PR? Feel like it's in your blood?
It depends on what it is.
Flowing through you?
Yeah. Get the vibes.
Yeah, the vibes.
The what? PDs or?
Shut your mouth.
Keith, that's you projecting on other people.
I can't PR. I'll not be PRing for a while.
Yeah, actually, speaking of, I PR'd yesterday. First time in 7 years I PR'd my front squat. Wow. 7 years.
What was the weight?
What was it? 365 pounds.
Zombie as well.
Nah, zombies when you do this.
Oh, sorry. What's this one?
Cross arm.
Thanks, Keith.
So.
No front rack front squat.
Yeah, I realize I've got almost zero front rack abilities. My elbows don't go in that bend in that way anymore.
Biceps too big.
I wish that was an excuse, but my biceps, yeah, can't touch my shoulder though.
Crack.
Yeah, that was my elbow.
Yeah.
Told you. But for me, what have I done? We had some good team trainings this week. Actually, the team's been coming along nicely. I think the favorite workout we did...
I saw you guys do the shuttle run dumbbell thrusters.
Yep. Yeah, we played with that one on...
You guys do better than us?
Friday. We were close.
Shit. What? Gotta practice.
What was the score? We were about 15 reps short of you guys. Oh. Which is only the round of 16 thrusters.
Oh.
So, like, you just have to get to the 16 thrusters. So, actually...
I have no idea what we did.
Yeah, you and Keith did.
No,
we were only a couple reps.
But Samantha and I actually were...
I think you guys got one shot around.
BS. It was like one or two reps in front of us.
Yeah, I think that's a lie and you know it. Shout out to Sammy, who again is not here, but is in our hearts. Taking a well-deserved break.
Where's Sammy?
She's in the Nam.
The Nam?
Vietnam.
Oh.
Nam. Favorite workout? That was a good one. I enjoyed that. We also did quite a cool take on one of the workouts from last year. You guys remember the 10, 20, 30? So 10...
Bar muscle-ups?
It was 10 ring muscle-ups, so I think.
No.
Was it? Was it bar?
The bar deadlift.
Yeah.
As in bar muscle-ups.
Yeah.
10, 20, 10 again.
Yeah. So we had a spin on that, but all gymnastics.
Oh,
you did wall walks instead of deadlifts.
Yeah, so we did 6 wall walks, 12 bar muscle ups, 30 GHDs.
Then back down.
Yeah. That was very tough though.
You do it unbroken.
Which part?
Like the bar muscle ups.
No.
Okay. Just asking for a friend.
Last year you guys did the bar muscle ups unbroken, right?
Yeah, you guys did also.
No, I did not. Definitely did not.
Yeah, I'm not capable anymore.
No, I think you guys did. No?
I got back to the bar muscle ups after the GHDs and failed my first rep.
Oh.
Legit. I failed it.
Like how?
I didn't get over the bar.
Did you pull yourself over?
It was because your hands were sweaty.
No, I couldn't get my hips high enough to get over the bar. My abs are short.
As in this year, right? Not last year.
Yeah, like legitimately, like 2 days ago. We did a cool clean event as well. That was fun. 1 minute max reps at like 185, 205, 225, 245, 265. That was cool. Sam Chapman PR'd his power clean, which was good. We got some good reps. Happy with that one too. That was a fun workout.
It's a you go, I go style.
Just 1 minute between the pairs, okay. As many reps as you can accumulate. So that was good. We did doubles until 2 to 5 and then went down to singles and got a few reps at the 120 power cleans, which was good. Feeling all right?
Yeah, I need to try that with my team as well.
Yeah, I think we're going to beat you this year, Keith.
Yeah. Send over your workouts, please.
Do you guys do a lot of team workouts, like every day?
I think...
Like Metcons?
Maybe one synchro or one every 2 days for the past 2 weeks.
Cute.
But I think we've tried to make it such that we're only practicing movements that will come out in this format or in a semi-finals format. Yeah, so not synchroing for the sake of synchroing.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then what are you expecting for teams this week coming up?
I think dumbbell thrusters, like what you did, definitely coming out. Handstand walks. A lot of snatching.
You reckon?
Clean and jerks. Not the dumbbell, like
you're
barbell.
You're just naming every movement.
Basically things that we practice. No wobbles.
I think it'll be synchro wobbles.
I think it's hard to judge though.
Where do you synchro at the top, right?
Bottom?
Yeah, me and Aiden, we didn't look so well in Korea, I think.
I remember that word.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, like the girls saved us on that one.
Yeah.
They were very fast and we were not very fast.
Yeah, we fell apart.
Big time. You guys were like impeccable too. You guys were like, made no mistakes at all. I mean, Keith, how many reps was it? Like 30 or 50, right? No, it was
50 and 10 push-ups and then 50 of that, right? Or is it 30 and 30?
I can't remember if it was 30 or 50, but we broke like 10 times trying to finish that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's handstand hold while you're doing handstand push-ups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then, right? Then you accumulate 50. Then you go for the single wall balls.
Yes, then after that, GHD while dead
hang. Someone hangs, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think we took turns to fall apart on that.
Yeah, we fell apart completely on that.
Not great.
Anyway.
Yep.
All right, are you feeling more confident that you're going to qualify?
Hopefully. I think, yeah, we've put in a lot of work trying to chase down Aiden's team. Mm. So, yeah, we hope to beat Aiden's team.
Speaking of, actually, where'd you guys finish in the Open in Asia?
I can't remember, but I think we were behind you.
Mm. Yeah, I know you were.
Oh, you
were.
Actually, where did Cox finish?
17th.
Wow.
Wow.
To be fair, though, I only contributed one score across 3 weeks, so I can't talk.
So it's a team effort.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Let's use outer team effort as well.
Yeah, outer team.
Some outer team members.
Is Jamie part of your team?
She was part of our team.
She was.
After talking to you the other day, I do feel bad. We should have put you in someone else's team, to be fair.
I feel like we should definitely have split some people up.
I didn't know we were getting Andy, though, to be fair. Because if I'd known Andy was going to be in our team, I would have put you into someone else's team. I think they could have used your help.
Only funds.
Yeah.
No. Did they qualify?
No. No. We got three teams out of the mob, though. So there's a few of us. Saw the other team training today. It's good. Good to see them all together. They also got quite a big squad. But it's good. I think you guys will be tough to beat in the Singapore, though.
Yeah, hopefully. Please.
Do really well.
Us?
Yeah.
We hope to do well.
It's like the higher skill gymnastics stuff. I still don't think there's going to be GHDs and ropes actually this year. Because they said no floor plans, no equipment list.
Mm.
And I feel like if, like many gyms don't have multiple GHDs or high enough ropes and you would need ample time to get ready or like make arrangements, and the fact that they're not giving any layouts or equipment lists, I feel like those two will be taken out.
One can only dream.
Yeah.
I think it'll be in the team one though. It might be a completely different setup. Because for teams, the qualifying participants are not gonna be changing much. But for the individual side, there's like 15% extra. So teams has always been like top 25%, right?
I'm not too sure.
No, you're right in that sense. I get that. But I also think, actually that's a good point. But it's tough because teams, as we know, require so much more equipment and so much more space that you would think that there would be a running theme. They wouldn't have teams doing more complex work than the individuals, even though the standard is different, if that makes sense. Because I think they've still always considered team to be not as competent as individual.
Yeah.
Depending on whichever stage it is. So I still think if they wouldn't give us more than they'd give the individual.
True.
And I saw Castro released a video the other day saying that don't expect quarterfinals to be particularly flashy.
Yeah. So I don't think there's going to be like pirouettes. I think they will like go like handstand walk, shuttle runs, handstand push-ups, rings. There's still so much to work with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ring muscle ups then.
Oh, see. Yeah.
A lot of handstand walks.
I did some ring muscle ups yesterday.
How many can you do now?
Two.
Same as me.
No, Jamie, you can do four or five. Right?
Under fatigue.
I'm just hoping that my competitive spirit comes out and I'm able to hold on to things when I need
to. It always does.
Yes, it always does.
I'm not fit and then like beat everybody.
No, just Keith. In one workout.
Do you beat me?
In one workout.
Oh yeah, shit. I lost to them.
You beat me in the other two though.
Not a great showing though.
I just like to annoy Keith. My sole focus in that workout was knowing what Keith's goal was and trying to beat it.
Oh my God. What a dick.
I'm going to work harder.
You're already significantly fitter than me, Keith. Don't worry. Perfect workout for you and your team, Keith. What do you guys think you would dominate in? What would be the ultimate movement?
Wow. I'm not that great, though. My Cheryl can do everything. Hopefully, like, it's just accumulate and then just Cheryl just walks up and down. Then we do the other things. I think snatching and handstand walks, maybe. Yeah, actually.
Nice combo. I think Jamie would like that too if it came up an individual.
Wouldn't mind it.
Could you snatch 120 if it came up in quarterfinals?
I don't think so. Pounds, maybe.
When was the last time you snatched 120? It was not that long ago.
No, it was during the weightlifting comp. I've only done it twice in my life.
Hey, still once more than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you beat me to it.
I did get there first. But I couldn't do it now.
Let's see who can get to five.
Five?
Not five in a row. Like five reps in a lifetime.
Ah. That'll be you. I only have one elbow. I know, you should have seen me snatching 100 yesterday. I was literally all over the place, trying to like fight for these lockouts.
I showed Aiden a video. I was scrolling through like all my old videos, and we did this like thruster workout together, and like he had the perfect lockouts.
Yeah. What is it?
2000 qualifier for UC 1000.
Oh, that's a long time ago, right?
2019. 2018. It was after I came back from injury. It was my first comp back. Yeah, I had a perfect front rack. It was amazing. I've never seen that before.
You think you can ever get back there?
No, I don't. I mean, no, because I'd need surgery on the elbow to fix it. If I get surgery and I do the rehab, then potentially. But I'm not particularly interested in, or I'm not particularly motivated to do the surgery. There's no pain. It's literally just to get an elbow lockout, which...
I mean, who needs an elbow lockout, right? Like, you don't really need that in life.
No.
Not in life.
I don't think you genuinely do.
No.
And actually, I thought about it the other day, because when I play rugby now, so like I never need to worry about a hyperextension injury on that elbow.
Yeah.
I can use it aggressively, and it can never be bent the other way.
But isn't it more painful if somebody gives you more contact because it's like jammed in that position? So if like, if there's more contact, is it not?
I haven't experienced that yet. You know, when I first started, couldn't straighten out my elbow, I used to get some people to stand on it to try and straighten it out.
Stand on it. Oh my God.
Like I used to lie on the floor like this, and then people used to stand on my elbow.
Did it work?
When was this?
Like when I first came back from COVID and I couldn't straighten my arm anymore.
Do not try that at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. But you know, you try things and then you realize it don't work, so you just give up. I feel like that's a good life lesson.
Maybe you need to get the flow gun.
from no. Jamie. Get the compacts, it's really good. Get the compacts.
No, I have access to all that.
Yeah,
I've got access to all that stuff with Addy. So, you know. But my elbow she can't fix because there's bone spurs, so there's nothing she can do about bone spurs, unfortunately. But she's fixed everything else I've ever had. Just that one can't be fixed. Guest section today? Or... new section, debut section.
Is there a guest coming?
Say that again.
Debut.
Taboo.
Debut.
It's a French word. Debut. from the French debois.
I'm gone.
Isn't it debat?
Oh my God.
Debut. Yeah. Our seven listeners are going to be so disappointed in us.
Yeah.
Eight? Did you get eight last week?
I'll need to double check the stats, Keith, but maybe.
I mean, I thought our last episode was pretty like good. It was good information. I'm not sure about this one.
More informative.
Yeah, this one has been absolute rubbish.
Wait. So, for the team quarterfinals, are we getting four workouts or are we getting five?
I think four workouts.
Well, last year we had four plus. One was a double scored event.
Yeah.
So four events, but five scores.
Yeah.
So similar.
Well, they never said it was going to be five scores. They did say it was just four workouts.
Did they say
that's for individuals, right?
Yeah.
Same.
But I know, like, you have to have two workouts submitted before a certain date, and then you have time or.
They did say there's a possibility of, as in they said four workouts, but doesn't mean four scores. Mm. So it could potentially be more. Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice. Snatch and handstand walks.
This event one. I couldn't tell you what I hope comes up.
they will pair two like high skill things like snatch and rings.
They have before.
Well,
have they? Not, man.
I mean, even the open last year was wall facing handstand push-ups and heavy snatches.
No wall facing, no, strict handstand push-ups.
No wall.
Eh? Wall facing was squatters. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was wall walks, then handstand push-ups.
Handstand push-ups.
And strict handstand push-ups. But I mean, strict handstand push-ups is still tough.
Yeah.
Wonder if I used to like a handstand push-up. I don't know if I still do anymore.
I think you're still better than me.
Let's find out in quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Should we make a bet?
Should we send each other our scores early so that I can redo?
Yeah, we'll do it this way. You send me your score. And then I'll tell you how we did.
I think we should FaceTime for that.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I'll just put a...
You guys should do it together at the same time and then like live it.
Ooh, that'd be
fun. But I don't think we have the space for most, depending on the workouts actually.
Quarterfinals doesn't matter where you do them, right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't think so. Yeah. You guys can come to Canvas.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can. I mean, I would like to. It's always fun doing it with other people.
Yeah.
But depending on how the schedule works and stuff and what the workouts are, we can definitely have a look at it because it'd be weird not doing a quarterfinal workout with you this year, Keith.
Yep. Weird.
Very weird.
Very weird.
Very.
Super. Jamie, do you want to participate?
Sorry, what? I
zoned out. Jamie zoned out. Yeah. Okay, Jamie, you wanted to talk about this topic. Jamie brought this up. It's all her idea. But I think it's a good topic. Have you got anything prepared? Have you got a pet peeve of yours?
Many.
Ooh, many. Yeah. All right,
peeves. What's the topic?
Biggest CrossFit pet peeves.
Say that again.
Who was the biggest CrossFit pet peeves? Do you have any pet peeves, Keith? Surely you do.
Like skiing and then letting the handles fly back.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Yeah.
I think that actually screws up the internal rope system.
Or like not standing up your reps.
You calling someone out there?
Yeah. Or
squatting to that.
Doing handstand push-ups and like not like having your hands in line with your ears.
Doing handstand.
And also your chin is like.
Can you show us?
Like you're looking back. No. I don't know how to describe it. Like you're not head through, but you're not looking forward. Like you're like looking behind, so that your chin is like.
Not. I have no idea.
I don't know. Basically, just not having not having your head in line with your.
Yeah, my big one is not locking out your elbow. Annoys me every time I watch it.
Also, people who make a lot of excuses, like people who can't say. People who like do badly in workouts and just can't be like, oh, I did. There's always some sort of reason or like some sort of excuse.
I'm getting attacked on air.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you guys can contribute.
I think people are enjoying just listening to you go off.
Just go on my PMS rant.
There's definitely some some baggage there.
Yeah. What else?
What else annoys me? People who don't listen when I'm coaching, that can annoy me sometimes. But actually, our members are pretty good. There's only one or two that I can think of.
You want to name names?
Oh, damn. No, we're not naming names.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star jumps.
Yeah.
Weighted star jumps.
That is aggravating.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was your... It was your segment, so I mean, people are happy to have it, I think. But I think, you know, if your listeners out there have got any, love to hear them, we'll read them out next week. Interesting.
Yeah, biggest CrossFit pet peeve.
Where can we send them to?
It's a good question. Comment if you want on, you can leave comments on Spotify actually as well, but you can DM them to me, Keith or Jamie, depending on which one of us you like more.
I'm not receiving any DMs.
It's definitely going on to Keith.
Keith's getting plenty of DMs though, so.
Yeah, he has to sip through his.
Keith will be checking out his requests the most because he gets the most DMs from random people.
Zero.
Although I think Jamie also gets some. Yeah. Actually, I saw some DMs. Didn't someone send you some DMs the other day?
What DMs?
Just heard someone was sliding into Jamie's DMs the other day.
Most definitely, babe. Where is he?
That's Tyler, no?
It's all just Tyler.
No.
Tyler doesn't even use Instagram.
Tyler will check a message like 8 days later.
Yeah.
No, I'm bad with that. Because people message me on Facebook Messenger. Because messages,
oh, it's the worst, man.
Messages used a lot in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't see them. Like, yeah. It'll be months and I won't see these messages.
I don't know why people still use Facebook.
Well, they don't use Facebook. They just use the Messenger app.
Yeah.
Which is still a good messaging app, but it's just, I don't look at it because no one else here uses it. So, apologies, even though we don't really have any New Zealand listeners. You know, a surprising fact, you know, a little quiz or test. What country do you think we have the second most listeners to? And I don't know why this is. I'm guessing potentially VPN, but I'm not too sure. What country do you think comes up second behind Singapore?
Russia.
It's not Russia.
China.
No.
VPN?
It might be VPN. I don't know. But it just doesn't make sense to me.
The US?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, apparently our second most listeners come from the US.
But do they actually listen to the full podcast? Or do they listen like 1 second?
Next. I don't know. It just tells me where our listeners are, what part of the world they're listening in.
Awesome.
So shout out to the US. You know, I love you.
God bless America.
Singapore is not in China.
Well, I've got a feeling people who listen to this from the US probably know that.
Keith. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Oh, no. People didn't know. Well, back in the day, people didn't know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think those people are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To be fair. But yeah, I might wrap it up there. But if you guys got some pet peeves, next week will be interesting because Keith and I will have pretty much finished quarterfinals by that point. So we'll have a lot more to dissect and talk about. So today was just a little bit of a make sure you guys are still out there. Make sure that you guys know we're still alive and kicking. But yeah, if you guys have any pet peeves, send it to one of us. If you don't, you can also send us something if you really like to. Keith will read it first.
Yeah, I'll read it. If it's anything that Jamie doesn't like, you can reach out to her as well.
Also, if you guys have got any random ideas for other things you'd like us to talk about, you're also welcome to send those in. But on that note, I think we'll wrap it up there. Any last words, Jamie? Keith?
Are you guys doing the tough games?
No.
Okay.
But honestly, I think it might be fun.
Where is it?
Singapore. National Stadium.
Oh.
2 weekends before semifinals, if we go.
I think you guys will qualify, Keith.
Yeah, we'll see next week.
Yeah. Next week, if he does or doesn't, well, we won't know then yet, but we'll know how he's doing.
Yeah. If we beat Aiden's team, should be safe.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a bet, but that's another story.
Bye.
Bye.